It is our Friday morning visit with Coach Joe Haynes of the Waynesville Football Tigers. Last regular season game of the year. It is week 9, and the Tigers find themselves on the road at Glendale down in Springfield. And, Coach, you are going to run into pretty much a passing machine in these Glendale Falcons.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This team is, they are who they are when it comes to their offensive scheme, which is the air raid attack. It's going to be 5 wide. And they're going to throw the ball every dang down. It's just the way it is. So for us, what you do going into a game like this, you kind of go in with a hybrid defense to try to defend all of the different options and still pressure the quarterback. So it may sound weird, but it kind of fits the bill for our team and how we're built. So we're looking forward to the challenge.
And it could be a good challenge. Now, this Fehrbacher, their quarterback, he's throwing for almost 800 yards, 134 completed passes, but he's only been picked 4 times this season. So he knows where he's going with the ball.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of that is because the system is built around a lot of quick screens and bubbles and things of that nature. So that just tells you they're not going to take too many deep threats. And too many risks to get the ball down the field. They're going to make the high percentage throws, and it seems as if that's what their quarterback does really well.
Yeah, I think I think their average is like 13 yards a catch. So you're right, they don't go deep. But I'll tell you what, some of them short passes, that makes for an easy pick six at times.
Oh, yeah. If everybody reads their keys, does their part, the game becomes very difficult for the offense to achieve success. There's a reason they have not won every single game, and that's because somebody's cracked the code each time that they've lost, and they've figured out a way to stop them and make them do things that they can't do or haven't done very well. So that's the same boat we're in, and we're paddling to make them have a difficult night as we look to have a fantastic night on both sides of the ball.
One thing we can always depend on when we go to Glendale, or Glendale comes here, and that's a lot of yellow flags. But everybody they play, there's quite a few penalties in the game.
You know, this is going to be our 6th time playing them in 3 seasons. And depending on how the district seedings fall and after the results of the game, you know, we could play them for a 7th time next week. And you're right. There's always penalties and a lot of things of that nature. I guess in a sense you can say there's some legitimate dislike between their team and our team. Just the way the game goes, the atmosphere gets turned up and a little bit of a nastiness takes place. Sometimes there's a lot of holdings, there's a lot of this, that, but you're right. The field's going to get painted with a lot of yellow. Our goal, of course, is to make sure that it's the team wearing red that gets a lot of the penalties on them.
How is the health of the Tigers coming into the last regular season game?
Well, we've got a few guys back from the last couple weeks. We have a fullback who's returned off concussion protocol. We'll have one of our starting O linemen. First time all season, I've had to say he had a starting O lineman that'd be out with a concussion, but we've got that guy replaced and plug in for him. So we're looking pretty good as far as most of the places. Got one guy that's kind of injured, but other than that, we're excited to roll in there and put up a best fight.
Okay, Coach. Thanks for the visit. We'll see you down in Springfield tonight.
Thank you. Go Tigers.